All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, in a very surprising development, the Golden State Warriors find themselves on the brink of elimination here in the Western Conference Finals after last night's 118-94 defeat at the hands of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Golden State is now down 3-1. Now, of course, they will go back home to the Oracle Arena in Oakland for game number 5 tomorrow night. But this does not look like the same Warriors team that dominated the NBA throughout the entire regular season to the tune of 73 wins, which was a single season NBA record. You look right now at this Warriors team. They have no answer whatsoever for Thunder point guard Russell Westbrook, who is simply doing whatever he wants to do in this series. Last night, Westbrook went for a triple-double as he had 36 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. And I've been saying this for at least 3 or 4 months, that Russell Westbrook is going to be the main reason why the Thunder win or lose. And right now, he is a big reason why the Thunder are dominating the Golden State Warriors. People are talking about the possibility of injuries to Steph Curry. We saw how he injured his ankle and knee in the first round against the Houston Rockets. Last night, Mr. Curry was really limited to 19 points on 6 of 20 shooting while he was 2 of 10 from downtown. But I'll tell you like this. Steph Curry averaged 30 points for the regular season. He won the NBA MVP for the second consecutive year. But I've been saying this as well. You look at a guy that is hitting a lot of deep range shots, but a lot of those shots are not contested. And if you look at this series right now, the Thunder defensively are making Curry work for every single point. On top of that, when the Warriors are on defense, Curry has to work in a way that he is unaccustomed to working because Westbrook is a guy that does not stop moving. So you look at this right now, you look at a guy like Curry that's having to work for his jump shots on offense. He's having to work on defense with bad legs, and it is a recipe for disaster. His points per game are down during this series. You look at Klay Thompson, he's trying to step it up. Draymond Green has not been the factor that we've been accustomed to seeing him be. And on top of that, he should have been suspended for last night's game for his kick in the groin to Steven Adams of the Thunder during game 3, but he wasn't, and it basically lit a fire under this Thunder team. Now you look at the coaches, you look at Steve Kerr, of course, for the Warriors, and Billy Donovan in his first year for the Thunder. And Billy Donovan was brought into the situation because he has the ability to deal with different personalities, and that's what he's doing right here with the Thunder. His success in college at the University of Florida was definitely no fluke, and he has brought that here to the NBA. Steve Kerr, it's a lot of head scratching right now, of course. 2 times last year in the postseason, you go back to the Western Conference semis and then, of course, the NBA Finals, where the Warriors were down 2-1, and they would then respond to win the next 3 games of that series to close their opponents out. But that's not the case this time around. And if you're Steve Kerr, you've basically made all the adjustments that you can make. It's just a matter of fact of your team going out there and executing. But you look at the keys for the Thunder's success so far. They are dominating the Golden State Warriors in rebounds, defense, all-around hustle. You look at the fact that Oklahoma City, when they have the ball, they're also doing a better job of getting to the basket. And it's crazy that we're basically talking about Russell Westbrook being a problem for the Golden State Warriors, but you also look at Kevin Durant and what he has been able to do. His length has given Draymond Green problems on defense. Granted, KD has never been known as a solid defender. He is still one of the better scorers in the NBA as well. But you look at the rebounding ability and defensive presence of Steven Adams. You look at Deion Waiters coming off of the bench. Andre Roberson in that off-guard mold. And right now, the Thunder simply wanted more than the Warriors. Now you look at it, the Warriors are down, but they're not out. Is it out of the realm of the possibilities that they can come back and win the next 3 games to advance to the NBA Finals? It is absolutely not. But you look at what the Thunder are bringing to the Warriors on a nightly basis. And now at the same time, it's not out of the realm of the possibilities with the way that the Thunder are playing right now that they don't go into Oakland tomorrow night and simply close out the Warriors on their home court. That is what this series is showing us right now. But a lot of people want to doubt the Warriors and say, can they win three games in a row to knock off the Thunder? Yes, they can, but it won't be easy. But at this point right now, it looks like the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to advance to the NBA Finals. And if the Thunder do knock off the Warriors here, the 73 wins that the Warriors were able to accomplish during the regular season means absolutely nothing. This is a what have you done for me lately society, and people will only say, yeah, well, they won 73 games, but. So it's a long road to hoe for the Warriors. They have their work cut out for them, and like I've said it before, and I will say it again, if they want to go out there and beat the Thunder, they had better pack a lunch. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. Like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out and you can like it as well. You can also check me out on BrooklynCyclones.com as 300 Pounds of Sports is now an official sponsor of the single A affiliate of the New York Mets in the Brooklyn Cyclones. So folks, once again, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.